target of a furor at least the equal of the Adamski controversy was Edward Meyer of Switzerland, as a result of his photographs and claims of having had contacts with humanoids. Even before his claims were investigated, he was labeled the UFO hoaxer of the century. Meyer claimed to have been in contact with humanoids who were replaced at intervals of 11 years, the same rhythm as the changes in sunspot activity. Creatures from the Pleiades galaxy told Meyer that they were cautious about approaching humans because they didn't want to give rise to a new religion. Meyer's pictures show 5 different types of UFO. The investigation into the Meyer case was led by Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens of the United States Air Force, who had studied UFOs since the 1940s. He has a file of 3,000 UFO photographs.
The question is, why do I believe the Swiss case of Edward Meyer is a real UFO contact case? And why do I accept those remarkable pictures as real pictures of UFO? I must say that in the course of the investigation, we found not one photographer, but we found 5 photographers, 5 different photographers, all involved in this one case. They all took pictures of the spacecraft, the Pleiadian spacecraft. And on one case, 4 photographers simultaneously from 4 different vantage points took pictures of the same craft at the same time. And those were taken on 4 different cameras, 4 different rolls of film. They were processed in 4 different laboratories in 4 different countries, and they all showed the same object. Apart from that, we took 4 of the best pictures, 1 from each of 4 different cases, to the United States with us, where we put them through exhaustive testing, for which more than $60,000 was paid for testing by every known means in modern technology. Now, in the course of testing these UFO photographs, we discovered that we can continually eliminate a process. We can always eliminate one more process known in phototechnical circles as processes for faking pictures. And we successfully eliminated all known processes of technically producing pictures and end up with something unknown. We do not know how these pictures were made unless they were made in real time, real spacecraft, as alleged by Mr. Meyer.